It's time for the Warrior of the Week from Fans Here for Space. Today we get to talk to Staff Sergeant Christopher Powell, who started his career in the big town of Edmond, Oklahoma. How are you?
I'm good.
So you've been in the Air Force for 9 years. But let's start at the beginning. What got you in the Air Force in the first place?
When I was thinking about joining the military, I actually wanted to join the Marine Corps. Went different routes. At the end of the day, I wanted to shoot guns. So I originally joined to shoot guns. And I told my recruiter at the time, if you don't give me a job that I can shoot guns in, then I'm not going to join. And then I was actually a security forces, which is just military police.
Right, yeah.
And so I was doing that the first part of my career. That's pretty much it. That's why.
Okay, makes total sense. All right. And you've been all over the place, all over the country, places you want to divulge. We talked about it off air, but I don't know what all you want to share on air. Where all you been?
Sure. I went to North Dakota, Minot, North Dakota. That was a fun time. Interesting. And then from there, I went to South Korea, Osan Air Base. Been to the state of Washington for just about a year. Learned how to snowboard there. If I could move there, I would in a heartbeat. But I go where Uncle Sam tells me to go.
I guess. Well, for now.
Correct. Yeah. For now.
Yeah.
I would absolutely go back in a heartbeat, though.
Okay.
And then I've been to Scott Air Force Base, Southern Illinois, by St. Louis. And that was where I met my now wife.
So. Gotcha. Awesome. Now you're Advanced Air Force Base, right up the road from where you started in Edmond.
Yep.
You get to go back. If you want to run back to Edmond real quick, that's
I do it all the time.
Zip
my
right down.
Still there,
yeah.
So.
Well, there you go. Cool. So you're like an hour away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very neat. Now Advanced Air Force Base, 9 years in. Are you doing the full 20?
That's the goal.
I mean,
I'm taking it year by year.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Playing it by ear, I guess.
Yeah. Awesome. Formal training manager, in layman's terms, what does that mean?
Our primary focus is for pilots. Becoming a pilot, there's a lot of different schools they have to go to, and we play a piece in that puzzle of managing, making sure that they go to their schools and handle the administrative side behind the scenes, making sure it's documented in their record and stuff so that they get their qualifications.
So if a person comes in and says, you know what, I'm really digging the flight thing, I want to be a fighter pilot, you're going to go down a different route than if somebody says, I just want to fly C-130s. You got to get in a different class.
A little out of my wheelhouse.
But I mean, but you're helping them with their training pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Air Force schedules them for the training, and it's a complex way of how they handle it.
Yeah.
Internally within the organization, we're a piece of that puzzle.
Gotcha. Yeah. Support of it. Awesome stuff. I know you said you started out in security forces and now you're doing this. You got another 11 years in the Air Force. Everything holds together. What direction do you want to go? I mean, if you had your choice of what would you like to be doing? There's no wrong answer with that one.
Honestly, I love what I'm doing now.
Okay.
I'm blessed to be able to wear the uniform.
Yeah, cool.
That's how the mentality I like to have.
Awesome.
I wouldn't really change anything.
Okay. Be in the support.
Being
the staff sergeant. Do you see yourself going all the way to, say, a first sergeant as a support person? Would you be a first sergeant if you got to that point?
If the Air Force provided me the opportunity, I would absolutely take a jump on that.
Yeah, okay.
It's really up to the Air Force and qualifications and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I still have a lot to do to get to that point.
Okay, awesome. Now, enough about the military. Let's talk about you. It says you like golf.
Yeah. I like to attempt to play golf.
I got you. Yeah. Which course do you play? Which one do you like the best in Enid?
Meadow Lake.
Meadow Lake. Okay. Very good. Very good. What do you like about Vance Air Force Base or the places you've been? What do you like about this one?
The culture and the people, for sure. Compared to the other bases I've been to, you're reaching out to different organizations, somebody outside of your daily scope. They're way more approachable.
Okay.
I think that's the right way to say it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Well,
they're just more approachable and a lot more friendlier.
You and I are both from Oklahoma. We get that. I mean, now the term is Oklahoma standard, but it's been a lot of different descriptions. There is something different about being from Oklahoma. About just going, hey, you know, can I just buy you a cup of coffee? Handshake and the deal's done, that type of thing. And we assume, I assume that the rest of the world is that way. But what I'm learning through these conversations is it's not that way.
No, everybody.
Even in the United States. It's different even here in the United States. So very cool.
Yeah.
So you prefer the way that the Okies, that we Okies handle it?
Biasedly,
well,
yes.
Well, it's okay. Now, we got folks in the room that aren't from Oklahoma, so I'm being nice about it. No. Best place to go eat in Enid, Oklahoma? What do you like the best?
Hopefully Qdoba soon, but
yeah, yeah.
We like most places. It's not necessarily Enid, but
yeah,
the little breakfast joint down there,
yep.
Mom and Pop Shop,
yep,
love it.
Okay,
best
awesome.
Breakfast.
Awesome deal, awesome deal. How long you been married, by the way?
We got married in October, so we are freshly married.
Newlyweds.
Not even a year yet.
doing the honeymoon in Vance Air Force Base.
Yep.
Awesome. Staff Sergeant Christopher Powell, thank you for your attitude. Thanks for what you're doing. It just sounds like you're just being a servant. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Good for you.